Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
All in the same boat. We can all believe what we believe. Peacefully agree, disagree.
Hello, today is January 20th and it's National Popcorn Day, in case you were interested. Hello and good morning. Scott Goodman here with Melissa Lucas, and welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free, Vox Populi, Voice of the People. Catch us here every Tuesday at 10 a.m. instead of 9 due to daylight savings. Listen, I have a question for you. That's right, to you, our loyal listeners. What do you believe in? What are your core beliefs? The underlying beliefs that shape your opinions on political issues, as well as how you look at things in life. How do we all develop these beliefs, and how do we evolve and change and shape who we are today? Me personally, I have developed my core beliefs over my life through experiences, researching, and my upbringing to bring me here today. I believe we exist in a world of two realities. Reality, things that we see, we feel, that we know are real. Then there's perceived reality, things we hear, things we believe are real. Perceived reality is what most people base their opinions and thoughts on. What is real takes a backseat to perceptions of reality. We will be discussing these beliefs and what brought us here today on Common Ground, featured exclusively on KNTR Talk Radio 106.75 and 3. Hey, Melissa, how about letting our listeners know about our guest today and the staff that makes the show happen, and let our listeners know how to reach out to us on Common Ground featured on KNTR Talk Radio.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Happy National Popcorn Day. You can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in 928-854-KNTR. Today we got Marissa June, our producer, in the house, Red Bull Ronnie, the co-creator, and Paul Lavoie, the operation manager, is hanging out around here. I want to do a quick shout-out and a big thank you to our Common Ground sponsors, Blonzy Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia, Neat Pool and Supply, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company, and Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue. Thank you guys so much. And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen to us on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, and Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. And welcome back to the show, Dr. Paul, here on National Popcorn Day.
Glad to be with you.
I love popcorn. Are you a popcorn person?
No.
No? Well,
Moving on that one.
I think the listener should maybe make some, because this is going to be a show that requires popcorn.
The fireworks, the show.
So where did it all begin for you, Dr. Paul?
Everything I like is bad for me.
No,
you know,
no?
Including popcorn and all those other things that I don't like.
Popcorn's not bad for you. It's healthy.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. It might be the butter and all the other things. I mean,
the toppings, the flavorings, the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Anyway, you were asking me that
more
important question.
Yes.
Probably the most important thing we discuss in here for me is why we believe what we believe. I've got so many friends that I think, boy, we are soulmates. We've been friends forever, and yet they look at these things entirely different than I.
Who do you think influences you more, your friends or your family?
I think, you know, what Scott was saying about pretty much everything you expose yourself to. What scares me today is that we're just brainwashed. We have so much information that we've got to pick and choose and be very careful about who's putting stuff in our mind.
It always circles back to the media.
And how
mainstream
we use it.
Media.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I think I just think we're brainwashed when it comes to a lot of these things.
What about indoctrination in schools?
I think it happens.
Did that happen to you?
Of course. And you want it to. See, that's a part of the developmentally. I'll be my psychologist
okay.
for a second.
Where did you grow up?
In Bergenfield, New Jersey.
Okay. And did you go to public school?
Oh, yeah.
And what is the, is New Jersey more of a red or a blue area where you were?
I would say it was more blue when I was growing up. We believed in democracy.
Wasn't those Democrats different than today's Democrats,
yes,
though?
Yes.
The pendulum wasn't quite so far to the left.
Well, hold on. It wasn't about the party.
Right.
It was about positions on issues versus... It's exclusively almost right or left party line issues. I think the people like being brainwashed, as you said.
I think so.
It's different today, like you said, Melissa. People have so much information coming at them. They don't know what's real. I just created an AI little snippet for our show with my friend Danny, our producer, in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you put it on the internet, it looks like there's a person,
right?
But it's not a person.
It's
just been created.
Yeah, AI is going to be taking lots of jobs here soon.
So if it was bad before about beliefs and realities, now they're going to be completely skewed because we're going to not know what's real and what's not.
But to answer your question, you know, when I was growing up, it was kind of, and this is a stereotype, but Democrats were more the party of the people. It seemed like Republicans were the party connected with business and connected with money and connected with the establishment and such.
And how old were you-ish when JFK was?
I was like a young teenager.
A young teenager.
And we loved JFK.
And he was the Democrat. And
yes, and we really believed in that motto.
Yes.
Yes, not what your country can do for you, but what you can,
what
do, for
can
your
you
country.
Do for your country.
Still believe in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what my mom said. She said today's Democrats are not... JFK's Democrats.
And Republicans. See, I don't recognize Republicans anymore.
Same with them? The pendulum has gone too far to the right.
I think more so.
So the question I have for you.
Yes.
You were a child of the 60s, a teenager in the 60s.
Yeah.
Are you aware, I'm sure you are, that the Democratic Party of Robert Byrd and others like him were for the people as long as they were white? It wasn't a very mixed race Democratic Party. I believe that it was less than it is today. Today is more embracing.
Let me correct you. I really think that was fringe. We were middle-of-the-line Democrats, and it was always...
You?
Yes.
You meaning your family or you or the society as a whole?
The interesting thing with my family is we never discussed politics.
You shouldn't.
And my dad, I think I told you this guy one time, you know, what he basically said was something like this. We're Democrats... But if a Republican wins, we are first and foremost Americans. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today.
Well,
I want to talk to you about why you believe what you believe and how, in my opinion, we've gone so crazy when it comes to extremes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, I really feel like we're in a country that basically the loyalty, whenever I hear talk of loyalty, it's to a person and maybe to a party, not to the country. And I've never was brought up to believe that in any way the party you belong to or the person who was in charge at that particular time was what you remained loyal to. That's different now.
Right. You think that you're saying that people are, like, for example, more loyal to President Trump than they are to
Absolutely.
Okay, so
that's why I feel like we're headed into a, you know, democracy, I think, is almost a thing of the past here unless we do something real quickly. Because basically everything I hear every day is, are you loyal to me and what we're doing and what I say and what I believe? Or are you, and pretty much it means if you're not, you're gone. You know, you're like Marjorie Taylor Greene. You voted with me 99% of the time, but you think Epstein is important? You want me to
is important.
Yeah, but she wanted him to reveal said he was going to do, and I know it's a separate issue.
Mm-hmm.
But you think Greenland's important, and you think this. But first and foremost, his deal is you either follow me or you're gone and you're ostracized. And I'll throw in some words for you. You're a traitor. And any of these lunatics that are out there that basically believe that, you know, like instead of America, we'll put loyalty to the president first.
Are you referring to Marjorie Taylor Greene as the president referred to her as?
Yes.
So let's get back on.
It could be anybody.
Let's get
anybody
back on point.
Disagrees.
Let's get back on point on beliefs. So my belief and your beliefs may be different. But you're right 100% that it should be America first. And to prove that point so concise and so on point, President Trump, early in his administration, put through legislation to ban, and I've talked about this before, and it needs to be brought up again, to ban biological males from women's sports. At the time, it was a 90-10 issue, or even better, that pretty much everyone agreed that you shouldn't have an advantage like that as biological males. The men should not be in the women's locker rooms, okay?
Right.
It's in the women's bathrooms. So it goes to the Congress, and every single Democrat but one voted against it, the bill to ban that. Goes to the Senate, all Democrats voted against it. Now, I'm not bagging on the Democrats. I'm here to prove a point. If Biden would have sent that bill through, I believe that all Republicans would have voted against it, and all in this House and all in the Senate would have voted against it because of who brought it forward, to prove the politicalization of everything. It's no longer about America, Dr. Paul. It's about the party and being loyal to the party.
But that's wrong.
Of course it's wrong.
And I don't care if the Democrats do it or the Republicans.
No,
you're proving my point.
I am trying to prove your point. The point is that we're all Americans together, and the whole point of common ground is to try to find issues we can all agree on. We can all agree that the politicians currently...
Let me ask you something, because I think it's the important... What do you think a democracy is?
When you vote and the person wins. Like you count the votes legitimately.
But what are the elements of a democracy? Do you believe in, like, check and balance? Do you believe in that?
Well, that's the whole point of having the three branches of the
U.S.
government.
Do you believe what that's true today?
Negative.
We've got common ground.
Well, sure. I mean, if you think about the politicalization of the judicial system, where we have activist judges on both sides, that an activist on both sides on the Supreme Court.
Do you believe in nonpartisanship?
I believe it should be the way we should comport ourselves, yes.
Yeah. Do you think that's happening today?
Negative.
Okay.
This is not a Republican or Democratic thing. It is an American thing. You brought up a valid point. My belief structure, what brings me to the table every day to talk about things like this,
right,
is my belief in love in America. We are currently heading in a direction that is untenable, that is not a pathway forward that's going to lead to success for our country. It's going to lead to a schism, a break in the norms.
Are we losing our democracy?
I believe yes.
Yes.
In many ways, I believe we are losing our democracy. And once again, I have to qualify this by saying it is not the current administration we're losing it. I think it's overall. I think that there is... It's a matter of, I use it as a tennis match. Whoever's in power is smashing the ball over the net at the other side, and then the other side gets in power, and they smash the ball. It's both ways.
Have we ever had any president that's as close to being a dictator or a king as we have right now?
That's a very good question.
That's an interesting question. I don't know, folks. What do you think? Text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-KNTR. There we go. See?
That didn't take long.
Yeah, what do you... Hello, caller. Welcome to Common Ground.
Hello?
Go
ahead.
Hello. Very interesting conversation this morning. I'm jumping in the middle. I'm not sure if you have I've heard you discussing the polarization and us all running to the corners, the pendulum swinging back and forth, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. I don't believe there has ever been so many independent voters in the United
States.
Agreed.
It's a known fact, actually.
Right.
The rise of the silent majority in the middle.
Exactly. And I think the talk about us losing our democracy, and obviously the world is in a very unique situation right now. A lot of it has to do with international issues. But I believe that this was a conclusion of many issues that people... that divided us, and the people on the edges, the fringes, the polar opposites, I believe are the fringe.
100%.
And I think the people that have moved to the middle are calling themselves and registering as independent because they know that we will eventually move back to the middle.
We don't know that, caller.
Well, listen, what you're saying is correct in many ways. I don't believe the democracy itself is going to fail. I believe it's going to morph into something different. It's going to evolve. The only way we grow is through evolving. Now, the fringes are the ones that everyone hears about. And as my co-host said about the silent middle, I believe that 70% of us are willing to change. They're willing to morph a little bit, are willing to compromise some. It's the 15% or so on either side that are not going to move an inch on any of the issues. And that's I can't appeal to those people because they're never going to change.
And they're often the loudest.
And they're the ones we hear about.
They're the ones that we hear that's on media constantly and getting all the press. But I think the movement to the middle right now is a good sign that many people are more concerned about issues than they are about
politics.
People on the fringe, exactly.
Well, I appreciate the call, and please call us back anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Thanks. Have a great day.
You bet. Well, we got to wind up this segment here on Common Ground, KNTR Talk Radio, 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Catch us here in a minute.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, what you got for us?
All right, we're going to give a shout out to our sponsors that makes this show possible, starting with Blonzy Steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Second, we have Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. Find what you want online at goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in-store today, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. And Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Celebrating 40 years of doing it right by folks one happy driver at a time. Off East Andy Devine in Kingman.
Awesome. Thank you, Marissa. All right, you guys text us in at 928-727-5566 or give us a call, 928-854-KNTR.
Dr. Paul?
You know, one of the fundamental things here that I'm hoping we talk about is a democracy is kind of based on the Constitution. You're a constitutional conservative, right?
Correct.
Sometimes I talk to my friends that are fundamental in this, and I don't see that we respect the Constitution at all. I don't think we believe in freedom of speech anymore, which every other article is based on. And yet I look around today and I say to myself, golly, who's the first one to give up on freedom of speech? It's the constitutional conservatives.
Okay.
So it seems to me.
Freedom of speech, and you include that in social media posts and anything?
Yeah.
Well, see, here's where the problem really lies, Dr. Paul.
Yeah.
It's real simple. When the framers wrote the Constitution 250-plus years ago, the reality was there was a very limited way of having free speech. They had town criers, which would be the akin to social media or protesters. We'd have people in the center of town literally standing on a box with a handmade megaphone talking about the issues that they felt that were important to them.
I'm asking you, Scott.
Well,
no offense,
I'm giving you an answer.
I want to know if you believe in the Constitution and if you think we're living by it. Do you think there's freedom of speech right now?
I do.
Well, then what's censorship then?
But that's what I'm about to say. The framers, when they built the Constitution, is the structure of the Constitution, freedom of arms, freedom of speech, these were things that were different than they are today.
And that's why there were some amendments to it.
Right.
Yeah. But when you look around, do you see some freedom of speech, or do you see a lot of people afraid to talk?
Well, I don't think they're afraid to talk. What I think they're afraid to do is afraid to be ostracized for their beliefs.
Exactly.
But not by the government, so to speak, but by their friends and family. So we have a text,
yep,
I believe.
I got a text in here. It says everyone is too committed to their team.
Right.
100%. Democrats are not willing to budge, same as the Republicans. The last true chance we had for limited government, common sense government, was Mr. Ron Paul. The Libertarian Party is heavily overlooked.
Okay.
Thank you for your text. I
can back
appreciate that.
Ron Paul lived in the center, believed in compromise, believed in civil discourse. Problem is, he's a not so silent mega minority. He's one of a few that believe that. So I want to go briefly back to what you were saying about believing in the Constitution and believe, are we standing by the Constitution?
I want to know if you are, if you, when you look around, you're an expert in this, right?
More I'm not an expert. I just, I lean that direction.
Okay.
So what I can tell you is this.
Okay.
The freedom of speech that that currently exists today is limited by fear.
Yes.
It's limited by the opportunity to speak versus the ramifications of what you say.
Exactly.
And so I think some of it in many ways is self-policing. Do people feel comfortable speaking their mind? Probably not as much as they did 20 or 30 years ago. Sure, I believe it. I believe that's true. There's curtailing of free speech. I believe the government, the arm of the government, is picking and choosing what is free speech and what is a form of insurrection, a form of
dissent. How do you feel
dissent?
About that? How do you feel about free speech being
Mean, what about censorship, though? I mean, and who decides what is free speech and what is hate speech?
Yeah, I don't like censorship.
Okay, so the old adage used to be, Dr. Paul, guys, the old adage used to be, you can say what you want, but you can't yell fire in a movie theater.
Yeah, that was the
benchmark.
That was it.
Okay, so you can't yell fire in a movie theater. People talked about that for 100 years.
Right.
Okay? It's moved and morphed into other areas. Okay? That it's not as simplified as it was. You can probably get away with more today than you could a long time ago. People were being arrested for dissent, open dissent, and jailed without due process.
Oh, we got another caller.
Scott, I want to react.
Welcome to Common Ground. Thank you for calling.
It's me again. I had to jump in one more time.
Go ahead. We appreciate it.
I'd like you guys to answer a question for me. Do you believe that the world is currently in conflict over one issue that affects everything?
I don't know. What direction are we going with
issue?
This? You want us to come up with an issue?
No. Do you believe that there is a war in the world over the individual versus the collective?
Mm.
I'm a graduate of Hillsdale College. Oh. I'm for individual rights.
Good for you.
And I believe that we are currently in a conflict over the individual versus the collective. A lot of people believe that the government should take care of them, be in charge of social programs, etc.
So I'm going to address that right away. So currently in our government, in our country here, 50 to 75% of everything we do is controlled by the government. You get your insurance that's government supported. You get your Social Security. You get regulations that restrict what can be done in the open market in commerce. So I believe we're already living in a world that is relatively involved in a collective type environment.
Can I respond to the call?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, caller, I'm glad you asked that. You know, it's one of the things that concerns me in reference to the world is how they see us these days. I think what we've got right now is a government based on being a bully. There's a bully part. It's a bully system. We're basically mostly with our allies, but almost around the world, universally. The only ones that we seem to get along with are the worst of the worst. The Putins and the folks that are in North Korea and the other dictators, we seem to respect them. Everybody else we want to trample.
Okay.
So there is a mixture between community and individual, but are we headed in the right direction when it comes to any of these things? I don't think the world likes bullies. I think what we're thought of now way less than under any president up to now.
Okay. And, caller, I appreciate you calling in, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you for calling.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. So
let me ask you some more questions. Would you
I'm going to respond to what you just said. Okay,
bully or a softie? Who'd rather have
in power? That's exactly
who would you rather have in power?
So my perspective is.
Oh, see, if you're in the middle, you're a softie.
I'm in the middle. No, I'm in the middle.
If you're in the middle, you're a softie. If you're not a dictator, you're a softie.
No.
Most presidents are in the middle.
Hold on, moderator here. So listen. To bring things down a level, but to understand my perspective,
yeah.
I believe that our current administration is absolutely taking the bully pulpit, 100%. They're forget about walk softly and carry a big stick. He is walking loudly and
swinging
the stick.
It, yeah, exactly.
Okay, now I would rather have that than somebody who lays down on medication, supposedly being led around on a leash by his administration and soft on. Everything.
You'll go into the extreme.
Okay, so I just literally said on air that he is a bully pulpit, right. Swinging a big stick. What I'm saying is, my personal opinion is, I would rather have that and be feared.
Are those the two choices,
who
Scott?
Nobody feared and everyone laughed at.
Scott, not everybody laughed at him.
Well, most.
Come on. He suffered from the same thing that Trump is suffering from. He's entering dementia. Of course. I feel sorry for Trump. You know, if you watch his speeches from beginning to end, which is very difficult to do.
Not for me.
If you follow him, you know, basically what you'll do is you'll start in one place if he's in front of a teleprompter, and you'll end up, whenever he goes off script, it is absolutely crazy what this man will talk about.
So maybe we should have age.
So let's go back to our point of underlying beliefs. The conversation was about our beliefs and how we grew up with that. Now, I want to briefly...
Can I ask you a question first?
Go right ahead.
All right. Do you believe that all men are created equal?
Yes.
Okay. All men?
Well... Yes, it created equal until they migrate into an area of
their souls may be equal, maybe not their
bodies. Well, no, they're created equal until they prove that they're not worthy of being unincarcerated citizens. I don't consider myself equal to a mass murderer who is in prison for life or going up for the death penalty. No, they're not created equal to me.
Do you believe in life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness?
Well, I believe in Mark Levin.
life,
liberty, and pursuit, but no. I've told this before, and I hope I'm not in trouble by saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm a constitutionalist. I believe people have the right to pursue the happiness and pursue what makes them feel good as long as it's not in violation of the law. So what my neighbor chooses to do and shuttered in his bedroom at night, as long as it's not illegal, I don't care. I just don't want to know about it. Don't want to hear about it. Don't want my kids to hear about it.
You do you.
You be who you want to be to make your life the way you want it to be, as long as you're not infringing on my life or infringing on the laws of our country or our state and our city. End of story. For me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back to underlying beliefs. Okay?
Right.
We were all raised differently. Everyone, different households, different communities, different ways of life, different economic strata.
Sure.
So we're all products of our environment. Okay? And my environment is different than yours and different than yours and different mm-hmm. than yours. We're all different. But we're going to get back to that shortly on KNTR Talk Radio. We're going on a quick break. 106.753 Common Ground. Where do we?
Voice of the Free.
That's right. Voice of the Free.
Almost free.
No.
Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on KNTR 106.753, Voice of the Free. What you got, Marissa?
All right, we're going to give a shout-out to our last three sponsors, Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu's since 1970, from expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service. They've got everything for pools and spas. family owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, at 52 Scott Drive. Trailside Firearms and Trading Company, the newest gun store to hit Main Street, Havasu. Buy, sell, trade, new iron, old iron, full collections, no smoke, no games, just straight fair deals. And if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. If you want it done right, this is a trail you take. TrailsideFCT.com. And we have a new sponsor this week, Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue. Go for the barbecue, stay because you're locked in a staring contest with a propane barrel pig named Hank the Tank. Slow-smoked meats, big flavors, and a mascot that raises questions no one wants answered. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue. Eat well, don't ask Hank anything. Behind the cigar bar, corner of Scott Drive and Main Street. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue. Our
awesome
Red Bull has fun writing those scripts.
I'm sure he does.
And a little fun fact of the day for you guys. Why I'm playing Ozzy, an iconic one today. Today in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off what he thought was a plastic bat someone had threw on stage. It turned out to be real, and he was rushed to the medical center to get rabies shots.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yikes. Well, happy National Popcorn Day.
So, Dr. Paul, you have lots of things you want to talk about. Why don't you throw some stuff out there?
I do. You know, one of the most difficult things, I think, for us is this. I want to disagree without being disagreeable. And one of the things that I think is true here is that there's basic beliefs that undermine all of democracy. Now, what happens is if we go over those and I ask you what you believe in, you ask me, and we all kind of compare mm-hmm. notes, somehow we end up in issues. And I want to go back to the basics because I think we could look at each of these issues differently. And by so doing, it's going to divide us.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't shared.
So we had one. I asked you if you believed in the equality of all people. You gave me an explanation to that. My question now is going to be, do you think we practice that, especially under the current? Do you think brown people are a little less thought of? Or do you think people that come into our country that are not white are less going to be received?
When has that ever been different? That is the way it has been since the beginning of time.
Oh, it has not.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Outsiders are always going to be outsiders. Insiders are insiders. It's been the way forever.
No, that's too much of an excuse.
Okay, so an excuse. Okay, during the 60s, remember Cesar Chavez?
Yes.
Fighting for the rights of the migrant farm workers?
I remember him, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
But the term migrant farm workers, they had to use those terms. They couldn't call them farm workers. They called them migrant farm workers. These are people who are being, people in our country have always been categorized. Everyone has been categorized. It's been going
but
on.
They haven't been labeled in the good, bad kind of stuff.
Bull.
Yeah.
They've always been labeled. There's always been labels. This has been going on. The rich get richer. The poor get poorer.
Right.
It's the way
you
been.
And I are saying the same thing about that. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well,
but
it's us against
talk,
the elites.
But I want to talk. I want to go back to Melissa. She wants to talk about her upbringing.
I do
quick.
Actually do want to share sort of why I am the way that I am. I first of all, I'm the most unpolitical person you had ever met until the governors, both in both states, took my business away. Restaurants were not essential. We did not matter. My lifetime's worth of work just didn't matter. And that's when I became political. But before that, I was a teen mom. And I took my kid to the doctor to get vaccinated. And I followed all the things. You know, I was very young. I was alone with this little kid. And my child was injured from the vaccine.
Ooh.
And I was really, really, really upset. And my kids were my world. I went to the doctor, took her back to the doctor, and I demanded, what was in that shot that you put in my child? And it was the MMR DPT shot, and she was 18 months old. And her reaction was so severe that she couldn't walk for over a month. And she had whole bunch of slew of complications. So when I went to the doctor and cornered the doctor, he gave me a piece of paper that was stamped from the government that said what a good parent you are if you have the vaccine and what a bad parent you are if you're not. And I was a teenager, and I'm looking at this going, this is not what I asked you for. I want to know what was in the needle that you injected into my baby. And the doctor was like, well, we don't really know. We don't. That's not for you to worry about. This is from our government. This is the paper that you need to read. And it just infuriated me. So this is before, this is 1992. I went to the library and pulled out the card catalog and found a book called The Shot in the Dark, and I did research. And I found out what was in the shot that they put in my child. And I personally then started, even though I wasn't religious, I started checking the religious exempt box and stopped vaccinating my kids.
So this is part of your upbringing.
This is my personal experience.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
Okay. In present tense, now, right now,
mm-hmm.
who would you be more likely or less likely to prevent that from happening again under a Trump regime? Are we more knowledgeable about research? Are we more cognizant about trusting our professionals? And
like specifically with vaccines, I think that Trump has said, like, shown a little bit of light on that, especially with RFK and how many. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I did go down this rabbit hole, like the amount of vaccines that we have today versus the amounts we had in 1985. I did 2025 versus 85, and it's tenfold. We have so many more,
right,
and so many that are not necessary. And he did just recently say that the babies don't have to get the sexually transmitted disease vaccines at the hospital.
All right. So
which I think was a great big mistake myself. See, I think your baby has a whole lot better chance of being healthy without RFK and without the current administration.
Okay, we're going
to, because it's going to be based on research. He's done away with that.
But wait, he's
done away with research.
Dr.
You
Paul,
don't know if it's good or bad for
we're
for
way
child.
Off topic.
Right.
I don't think so.
Her beliefs
that's
is what I want to go back.
That's just why I am the way I am.
So I'm going, I want to go back to her beliefs.
But you could use it. You could build the exact same case and say that's why I want to be
a
Democrat or an independent.
No, I'm a question asker.
Okay, so you're an independent.
Hold on.
Time out. Guys.
Right-leaning independent.
The whole
yes.
point of this discussion today yeah. is to what brought her core beliefs to where they are today. She just voiced that. Now, what you said before about treating everybody equally, you questioned her or
right.
retorted her and gave her a response to her belief in not doing vaccines anymore by saying that's a mistake. It's much better if you take them. There's a chance of a healthier baby is better. That is your opinion. Hers is her opinion. Everybody has the right to make their own belief structure.
But you don't have a right to your own facts.
Your own
opinion, but you know, facts are facts, though.
Goes back to perceived reality versus reality. So the studies, for example, that your facts are based on,
okay.
are they 100% accurate?
Well, come on now.
Wait.
What's your point?
My point is real simple. What you determine in your perceived reality what are
facts. I prefer science to personal opinion.
You're a doctor.
Yeah, I love science.
Okay, so do you believe, let me ask you a simple question.
Sure.
In all of medicine going for, let's just say, the last 50 years since you were involved in medicine, 40 years, whatever number you want to use, have there been mistakes in studies?
Sure.
Have there been tragic mistakes? I'm thinking thalidomide.
Yeah.
The thalidomide babies back in the 60s. There's been numerous yeah. cases where, you know, the flipper babies?
What?
Never. It's a whole thing. But there's been huge medical errors made over the years.
And then what happens?
What about the COVID vaccines?
And what happens after that?
They learn and they try to evolve and
they
make
do.
A better vaccine.
They do, yeah.
Okay, but the point is that...
I just don't want them to learn on my kid.
That's
right.
Your yeah. opinion on what people's medical choices versus vaccines is your beliefs based on your upbringing, your knowledge, your research, your education versus hers on her opinion, her personal experience, and the amount of research that she may have done. She comes to her conclusion. You come to your conclusion. They're completely different, but which one is valid?
Well,
both are valid. Both are valid. Her beliefs,
I don't think so.
Her perceived reality is what she bases her life on.
And I never considered myself the anti-vaxxer or anything like that. I'm
okay.
a very much you-do-you person. The one shot that I did deem safe was
right.
tetanus. So I did have them do the tetanus shot.
Right.
But the rest of them, mm-mm.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Paul.
Do you do the COVID shots?
No.
No,
I did not.
I had to do
no
the
more.
COVID shots.
I did not.
I had no choice.
I have yeah. a hard enough time staying healthy without
putting something
in my body.
See, the only reason I object to that is, you know, we have a right to our own opinions.
Right.
We just don't have a right to our own facts. And science is a pretty good source of facts.
Okay, but see,
now when I talk to my friend, it's from a position of the facts don't back up what you're saying.
But
that's the only thing I'm going to be saying.
But
to
the
you.
Thing that you
and
said,
RFK is a disaster.
Hold
He's
on,
disaster.
We're not going to talk about RFK.
Absolute disaster.
I want to talk about facts.
He'll kill people.
He's taking away.
Dr. Paul.
People are going to die because of this.
Dr. Paul.
What?
Underlying beliefs. I'm going to stay back on point. What our core values and underlying beliefs are. Your belief is in science and the facts behind the science that people make.
In democracy. I believe in democracy. I don't think you believe in democracy.
I'm talking about science now. Let's close the matter on science.
Yeah.
Do you believe that all scientific facts are just that? They are facts? Or are they extrapolations of research that they've done and their opinions and their empirical evidence that shows that this is probably true? This is most likely in 96% of the cases are true.
Perfect.
There's no.
That's what I believe.
There is no absolutes in this world. Her child's response to that vaccine was an anomaly. Because
right.
If they gave thousands, Melissa, really?
Right.
If they gave thousands and thousands
millions.
Of vaccines or millions and millions of people had the same response, I think there would be an issue there.
Well, he did just come out and say that they're not doing the DPT-MMR together anymore because of too many injuries.
So what I'm getting at is the important interaction between you two
right.
regarding your position and your refusal to do further inoculations and vaccinations
Ooh,
for your kids
dangerous thing. Yeah.
and his belief on following the science. Well, here we go. We got another call.
What about all those Amish kids out there? Hello, welcome. Thank you for calling Common Ground.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to bring up on those facts that the doctor says are facts. You know, it's been proven time and time again that the doctors and that whole field of all the stuff that they do have been captured time and time again by money, and a lot of their schools are taught by money. So the facts are the ones.
Are you talking about the pharmaceutical industry?
Like big pharma?
And a lot of other stuff. I mean, abortion clinics and all the other. The whole field is a mess.
Well,
money.
I agree with you that there needs to be some changes in the way that big pharma and other large entities involve themselves in the medical industry. But I appreciate your call,
okay.
And we're going to get rolling here. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank
call
you.
Back again. So real quick, I just want to bring this up. I'm not a knocker of medicine, but they do call it a medical practice. And I think the term practice is appropriate. Sometimes they're still learning. Everything's evolving. But thank you for listening to Common Ground. We're going on a quick break. 106.75 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
On Common Ground.
All right, welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.75 and free. Voice of the Free.
Five and free.
Voice of the Free. Text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-KNTR. All righty. Back
all right.
to the show.
We got
can
a short
can I ask
five.
Another question?
Yeah, sure. We got a short 5 minutes, so let's get rolling here.
Yeah. You know, part of what Trump kind of ran on, and I think is tied to the Constitution, is something like a mind your own business. We can call it the Monroe Doctrine, or we could call it whatever. But basically,
the Donroe Doctrine now.
Okay. But
go
basically,
ahead.
It was the thought that as a country, we better first and foremost realize when we enter other countries, we're there. We inherit a whole lot of things many times we don't want. And part of what we were warned against, and what he ran on, is we're not going to do that. We're not going to haphazardly run into other countries, and especially not do it without some real clear idea what our total plan is going to be.
Okay, so let's answer that.
Yes.
So the entering into countries, so 60 to 80,000 foot above the ground, we throw bunker busting bombs into Iran and blow up their nuclear capabilities. We spend 3 hours in a surgical strike to get a drug cartel leader who ran a country removed removed from a country as a surgical strike. We go in a submarine. My son's a nuclear engineer on a submarine.
Can I ask you a question about
that? I'm going to finish one last thing, and then you can say what you want.
All right.
My son's naval group, they had a submarine rise up on the shore, and they launched against Syria some Tomahawk cruise missiles. And then they went back down below. These are not tens of thousands of people with boots on the ground jumping into countries. So what,
yet.
So what country have we done that to?
Well, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
A more fundamental question about what we're talking about. Do you believe in the rule of law?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Do you think it's being followed?
I think it's being stretched in many ways. I think it's being abrogated for the security of our country in some ways.
Isn't that always the excuse?
Well, okay, so the answer to that question is it an excuse? Probably. Do they need to do some of these things? You bet. When hundreds of thousands of people are being killed from fentanyl and cocaine abuse.
Oh, come on. Come on.
And
come on.
So Maduro, okay, so Maduro.
He was cocaine. He wasn't fentanyl.
So that's much better.
Oh, it is.
So now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, he was granting political visas to drug cartel operatives in his country, Venezuelan political passports.
Did you worry about when he pardoned, talking about Trump, when he pardoned the two major drug dealers in the world?
I think it was abhorrent. Does that answer your question pretty concisely? So, look, here's what I can tell you.
But do you believe in the rule of law? You do, right?
I
think you do if you love the Constitution.
I do believe in the rule of
Isn't
law.
Isn't it being betrayed?
I think it's being...
Not stretched, betrayed.
No, I don't
There's
think
no
it's being
There's no check and balance.
I don't think it's being... Oh, okay, so just before the removal from office after the election of Joe Biden, he auto-penned thousands of unsupervised, by him, pardons. Is that legal?
I don't think it was thousands.
But it was thousands.
No. You think
the only one that
you
he
think
reviewed,
it compares to what who? First of all, let's go down to the fundamentals. Do two wrongs prove a right?
No, but we got about a minute left. I want to talk to you about common ground. The common ground for all of us is that we're Americans.
Right.
The common ground is we want the best for our country and the best for ourselves. Are we getting the best right now? Probably not.
Not probably.
Were we getting the best 4 years ago? Probably not. Okay. Mm. We were in great shape 4 years ago with $5 gas and millions of people running across the border. It was a great
We were deal. In better shape 4 years ago.
Well, yeah, maybe if you look at physical shape, because Trump's not in great shape physically, so we'll go with that. But listen, we're going to wind up by talking about the most important thing.
What's that?
We love our country.
Yes, we do.
And I'm doing this show with my co-host, and she's doing it for the same reason, and you as a guest, a recurring guest, is that we love our country. We're trying to bring people together instead of driving them apart.
That's right.
That's what really matters here, and that's why we're doing this. And that's why we've come together on common ground, to build a better future through civil discourse, dialogue without name-calling. I don't hate anybody. You don't hate anybody. We're doing the right thing for the right reasons, and let's just continue on that way. And we'll look forward to seeing you next Tuesday on Common Ground, KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Thank you again, folks.
See you next Tuesday.
All right, there's no speak out after this, but we will return on Wednesday with the Real Estate Power Hour.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.